Japan still hasn't announced any changes to the 2020 Olympic schedule, and all this week we've been highlighting different sports. Surfing and skateboarding will be on stage for the very first time. Rugby will make its second appearance in the Summer Olympics in Tokyo. Team USA is qualified, and one of its star players happens to have a Hawaii connection. Martin Yosefo was born in Hawaii and grew up in Western Samoa before spending his high school years on Oahu, living with relatives in Waihewa. After graduating from Lelehua High School, he went to Montana State University to play football as a wide receiver and safety, but ended up solidifying his love for the game of rugby. He is currently playing full-time for Team USA's Rugby Sevens team. Producer Jason Ubai caught up with him in January before the start of the Rugby Sevens season. He tells us why he chose rugby over football.
I think just it was a part of me, from my, mainly because, you know, my dad was so involved in rugby, and he, I guess, like the way we bonded growing up, and till to this day we still talk about, you know, time when I first learned how to play the game of rugby and how I would get pummeled by all the guys bigger than me, including him. And, you know, like, he always tell me, you know, if he was still in shape, like he was back when he was playing, he would still outrace me. Like, he would beat me in the foot race. So I think that, and, like, just the rugby community, like, itself, it's just everyone is so welcoming. Like, everywhere you go, where's the rugby community, they're very accepting people. And, you know, I've done some traveling myself. I've gone to, like, Australia, Fiji, London, and I've played there. But sometimes, when I've gone on vacation as well, and like, rugby seems to find me. And, like, you know, everywhere I go, the people, like, there's just good people and good people to be around and understand, like, rugby community, like, accept everyone. So I think I cultivate more to that. You make friends and lifelong friends.
Can you tell me about the Olympics? I know, so just so I understand correctly, Team USA for the sevens, you guys are qualified already for Tokyo. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, last year was our best year ever with the USA rugby sevens team. You know, we lost in the last tournament to, you know, win the whole World Series. That was a tough one, but, you know, it's good growing pains for us to, you know, kind of push us through this coming season. But for us, you know, that was the goal going into last season, was to, you know, become the top four teams at the end of the season that automatically qualifies for the Olympics. And for us, it was, you know, that entails of winning either semifinals or the whole tournament. They're in the season, there's 10 stops in the season. There's 6 games in each of those tournaments. And for us, it's either competing against, you know, those big house teams like New Zealand, South Africa, and Australia, and England. And that was the goal going into last year's season, in order for us to put a stamp in for Team USA to make it to the Olympics, competing against those top nations who primarily, you know, like, play rugby year round. And, you know, we managed to do that each tournament, and towards the last two of the season, we knew that we had it in the book for us, and the goal was to then, you know, try to compete for winning the title of the World Series. And that's been a process for us and each of, you know, us individually as well, is just setting those little goals and going along the way and kind of, you know, taking it as they come.
You were in the last Olympics over in Rio?
I was, yeah.
Yeah. So can you tell me a little bit about your experience then, and what are you looking forward to this year's Olympics?
Well, that Rio was my first Olympic experience, and it was an amazing time. I enjoyed, like, you know, the opening ceremony, everything leading up to it, the support from the fans, the families that were there to, you know, be with us through it all, although we didn't get to spend much time with them when we were there because, you know, like, we have a very strict schedule. But I love everything about, you know, like, Olympics is one of those things that only a few people get to experience as a athlete or a fan. And just being there was just an unreal experience that, you know, something that you can always look back onto and be proud of. And although we didn't perform as well as we wanted to, I feel like, you know, that experience is going to benefit us as a group because most of us was the same, you know, were the same group that played in Rio. And we all know what we want as a group and, you know, to represent USA, each other, and, you know, doing the jersey well because, you know, there are guys that were with us that started this whole program and just they're still involved but not may not be on the playing field, but, you know, they're supporting from afar, so we understand that it's much more than us as an individual, but ultimately winning gold or being in the podium, it's what we're looking to accomplish in Tokyo when the time comes.
Do you have any tips for anyone who wants to be a rugby player?
There's so many ways that you can go about making a career in rugby, as with other sports. You know, they're crossover athletes who are, you know, made it through the team, like track and field, and, you know, so well with other sports. But, like, for me, like, rugby is growing a lot in America since, you know, I've started playing. You know, there's been professional leagues now, the MLR, and there's a lot more in you know, like, youth and school and all the communities. So you have those resources, but for me, if you're really trying to make a full-time career out of rugby, is really sticking into, you know, being active with you know, with the teams that you're around, wherever you may be, and really perfecting your basic skills.
Yep.
When I'm saying basic skills, if you're looking to become a professional rugby player, I tell these to my teammates as well, and the high school team that I'm coaching with now at the moment, is like, if you could perfect your basic skills, it will take you far in the game of rugby. Like, simple thing like passing and catching and making your tackles, like those little things. I know it gets repetitive in training and games sometimes, but when pressure situation comes in the game, you know, like, those are the things that you rely on day in, day out when you're training, like the basics, and it helps you through any level of rugby.
It's all that muscle memory, then just repetition, and then, you know, when it's time to do it, you can do it on
the
big stage,
like,
right?
You know, like, Steph Curry will shoot the three regardless because he does it so many times in his training and practice. So, like, he will shoot the three in the game, and that's, you know, that's what he does best, so he's not going to go away from it.
That was Martin Yosefo. He's on the USA national team, and he hopes to play in the U.S. Major League Rugby after the Olympics.